So we're on to our next presentation, which is with Dr. Kim, who's from Northern Illinois University, and he's going to talk about the impacts of computer and internet skills training program, or she is going to, I'm sorry, Dr. Kim. She's going to talk about the impacts of computer and internet skills training program on communication and social connectedness with older, among low-income older adults.
Good morning.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Don't worry. So this is an evaluation of an computer and internet skills training program for older adults.
Can you hear?
There is no relationship to disclose. First, I want to give some background information about the topic. Social network sizes decrease with age, with for many reasons, like death of relatives and friends, and relocation, and disability, limited mobility. And there is a potential in internet in enhancing well-being of older population because they can improve their communication. There have been a lot of studies, but the conclusion is not there in terms of the impact on social connectedness of the trainings, internet skills trainings. Another problem is most studies were done with middle-class, highly educated white population. There is a digital divide between generations, like younger people and older people, and also there are digital divide within older populations by age, socioeconomic status, race, ethnicity, and gender. Difference is now narrowed down. There are two aspects of impact of these trainings. One is the use of internet, whether they really use the internet after training, and another is whether the use will impact their social connectedness. So first about the impact of the trainings on usage. And generally, those were successful. So there were increase in use of internet or emails after the programs. But in terms of social networks, there is no clear sign. But some studies measure different related but different outcomes related to social networks. Loneliness, so there were decreases in loneliness, or perceived social support increased after the internet skills training programs. But some studies also found no effect or even decrease in social network development. This study has two aims. One, to examine whether participation in a computer and internet skills training program influences primary mode of communication, frequency of internet use, and the extent of social networks among low-income older adults. Second aim is to examine whether the changes in the extent of social networks vary by demographic characteristics or other characteristics. This was one group pre-post evaluation design, so there was no comparison group, one group pre and post. We used the data collected from participants who answered both before and after the program, 6-week computer and internet skills training program. The training program was part of a bigger program for sustained internet use promotion intervention. The sample included low-income older adults aged 65 to 91. They were living in public and Section 8 city housing buildings. This sample is from about 12 buildings. The intervention included a computer learning center and Wi-Fi in some areas, not all areas, and step support, free broadband service for 1 year after the training, and the participants got a free laptop computer when they graduated from the program. The instrument we used was a hard copy self-administered questionnaire that asked demographic characteristics, communication mode, frequency of internet, and the extent of social networks using Lubin's short scale. The Lubin social network scale is a six-question scale. The sum of six item scores could be 0 to 30, the higher the better. And the analysis included sample characteristics, distribution of three outcomes, then pre and post differences in those outcomes, and also the last variation in the pre-post difference in social network by different characteristics. So this is the sample. The majority was female. About a quarter was African American, the rest white, and the mean age was 74. Education, about 40% had less than high school education. Income was low overall because it was for low income, you know, housing facilities. But still, about 90% had income of 15,000 or less. So the result in terms of distribution of three outcomes, communication mode, internet use frequency, and the extent of social networks were similar across all different kinds of groups at each pre-test and post-test. One exception was the social network scale, LSNS6. It was different by gender, so female participants had a higher social network size than men in both pre- and post-test. And the social network scale was similar between communication mode groups and internet use frequency groups, but it was different by internet frequency at post-test only. I'm going to talk about it later. So this is the same thing I just talked about. Rare users, mother users, and frequent users, the social network scale was highest among mother users, then frequent users. The rare users had the lowest social network scale at post-test. Now, pre-post difference, so how there were any changes in communication mode, internet use frequency, and social network scale. So there were a lot of shift from more traditional to digital communication between pre- and post-test. Internet use frequency, of course, increased, and the extent of social networks increased overall about 4 points. So this is the graph showing the communication mode, how it changed. So the face-to-face communication or meeting decreased, mail decreased, but the email or internet communication increased by about 8 times. This is the distribution of the groups regarding internet use frequency. So rail use was about 40% before, but it decreased to 8.5%. And most of them were moderate or frequent users at the end of the program at a post-test. This is about the change in LSNS6, the extent of social networks. They all increased, but there was no much difference between gender or age groups. But among African Americans, the change in the extent of social network or the increase in the social network was bigger among African Americans than whites. It was only significant item. So if you see this one, there was an increase in LSNS6 score, both male and female, and it was larger among females, but not statistically significant. But the changes in LSNS score was significantly larger among African Americans than whites, even when controlled for gender. Other variables, education and income, there was no significant difference by education or income groups in changes in LSNS6 score. So to summarize, the primary mode of communication shifted from more traditional, like face-to-face or mail, to digital communications like email or internet. The frequency of internet use increased for all. The extent of social networks improved for all, but it was significantly larger among African Americans. There are two findings that warrant for the discussion. One is the difference in changes of social network score among African Americans and white. So may this indicate greater benefits of these kind of interventions on population groups with disadvantaged background. And actually, even though they were all in public housing, African Americans had a significantly lower income among even the homogeneous income groups. And the frequency of internet use increased more among the low income groups than better income groups. Another finding is moderate internet users had the highest LSNS6 score, the extent of social connectedness, followed by frequent users and rare users at post-test, and that was still significant after controlling for race and gender. So there is something going on, and that could be because there are factors that we didn't identify that are related to greater social networks among other users. There are some limitations of this study because of the study design. It had only one group, so there is no comparison group. The instrument was limited because of the preciseness of the categories, and the sample size was so small, so maybe we couldn't find any significance because of the sample sizes, even when there was a real relationships. So because based on these outcomes, findings and the limitations, in the future we should test programs with a larger sample and with more time points, more longitudinal time points. We need to examine how the extent and types of internet use influence the social network sizes. And the last one, we could compare programs with different components in terms of curricula what service or equipment and see if there are any differences by those different components on internet use and social network size. Is it any questions? Any questions?
You know, I have actually two quick questions. I think it's really interesting, first, that you saw that difference between communication mode, that there was that decrease in face-to-face and telephone communication, and that it says to me, well, first, I wonder if that was an unanticipated finding, because, you know, it seems that the richness of that, those sorts of social interactions is much greater than the, what one attained from a internet or home-based communication. Mm-hmm. So, you know, perhaps that could have, unfortunately, an unintended negative effect. And then also, you know, along that line, your outcome measure was social network size, but again, it seems that perhaps a more telling measure of personal gain may be social support and or loneliness. So did you look at those at all, or do you have any plans?
No, it was not included in the instrument, and the creator of the instrument was not us. So we were kind of using the data after the fact. So there was no information on loneliness or social support. And the first one, about the first question, yes, that's one of the concerns people have about engagement in internet access and communication, because they may just email, not meet. But because this is very small sample, so we cannot really surely say, you know, this email or internet replaced the face-to-face communications. But I think for the short time there could have been some changes, because they learned this convenient way, so they may try more, you know, internet related activities than communications than meeting. And that is also related to the finding about motherly users had a better social network than frequent users. So maybe there is something going on. If you are too much in internet, maybe you are, you know, missing out really more personal communications or contacts. Did I answer you to the questions? And what else?
And did you have any plans, if you're going to do a follow-up, to look at social support and loneliness?
Yes, sure, because the instrument was played by other group, and we really felt there should be more instrument items in the instrument. And also, the social network scale itself is very old. It was developed at that time. There was no internet, really. I mean, there was internet, but not really publicly available. So we need a better instrument for that, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.